Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode number 129 of GoRemberRadio.com. I am your host, Tim Cormall, once again coming to you from the fabulous neighborhood of Logan Circle here in Washington, D.C. And GoRember Radio is sponsored by Cap Records. Be sure to check out my sponsor over at CapRecords.com. That's CAPPRecords.com. You can also check out their MySpace page over at MySpace.com/CapRecords. Well, everyone, this is your show for Sunday, November 30th, 2008. And my guest on the show is returning from episode 54, Ernest Cole. He was formerly on the show. You can go back and listen to that episode. But he's here to talk today about his new album, Essential, and his new single, Say Adieu. And we're going to start out the interview by hearing Ernest's Sooner or Later, the EK Original Radio Mix. And Ernest will be joining us right after this. Sooner or Later, EK's original radio mix. And I'm joined today on the show by Ernest Cole. How you doing, Ernest?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Yeah. You were formerly on episode 54 quite some time ago. I just thought I'd welcome you back because you have a new album out that we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show. But why don't you remind the listeners who may have heard that interview, or for those who didn't, let them know who Ernest Cole is and about the song we just heard, Sooner or Later.
Well, I'm a recording artist. I'm an actor. I'm a singer. I'm a dancer. I'm a writer. I'm a producer, arranger. I'm kind of a jack of all trades.
Yeah, you're all around.
I'm a consultant. Lots of things are in the works for Ernest Cole these days. I have a brand new album out on ZYX, BMG, EMG, Dance Street, and a brand new single that has already charted within the first 2 weeks of it being released, which I am so excited.
That's awesome, yeah.
Worldwide, no less. The charts are coming in from every single country, like you can imagine, even the Far East, which is really quite amazing to me. But since I'm on a major label, they really get it around, and there was a lot of planning involving in this whole project. So I think they did a really good job with it.
Well, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
Say again? That's just awesome.
Yeah, the album already is up. I entered at number 5 and is number 4 on the charts. So I'm like ecstatic.
That is
the
wonderful.
The album's name is called Essential. And basically what it is, the label came to me and they said, we want people to have a real good special edition of your greatest hits. So what they did is they chose what they thought my greatest hits were, and then they allowed me to, you know, look at the list and change it if I wish to. But there were very little changes I made. And it's a 2-CD special edition set called Essential with all of my greatest hits on it, featuring the brand new single, Say Adieu, which was written by myself, Steve Skinner, and Daryl Carpenter. And it has mixes by Steve Skinner, Paul Goodyear, Dave Ford, and Ian Kernu, who you probably know from their work with PWL, Elliot S., the Perry Twins, and DJ Keith and DJ Carnaby.
Wow, that's a big list.
Yes, there are 12 mixes in total, and it's an amazing song. I love it, and it has already entered at 32, and it's jumped to number 14 on the chart.
Well, that's just awesome. Well, did you want to tell us anything about Sooner or Later, the song we just heard?
Yeah, in fact, that song was done very early in my career and has been remixed in each decade up since. I originally recorded the demo for the record company, I think, in 1985.
Wow,
I remember performing it at the Saint in 1985. But the record company, as record companies are, kept remixing it and remixing it. And it originally was released on Buddha Sutra Dice Records in 1987 and became a number one record and kind of put me on the map. It was the song that really became a worldwide pop hit for me. And I was really, really young, and I don't know if I was really ready for it to hit that big. I mean, seriously, when you're that young and all of a sudden, yes, there was a lot of preparation involved, but it just went everywhere, and it's still being played today, and I'm so thankful. And you know what? Listening to it, it still sounds good.
Yeah, it does. It's great. It is wonderful, wonderful.
And there's so many different remixes of it out there, and I've even been told that it's going to be remixed again. You know, it's just one of those good-feeling, happy songs, you know, that you could just put on, and it makes you feel great. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, I like that about so much of your music, so I really, really do. One of the things I didn't want to ask you last time we talked, you were living in New York City. You still there?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Is it working out for you?
Yes, it is. I can't think of living anywhere else. I enjoy visiting other cities because each city has their own special quality. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, maybe you've heard this before, there is no city like New York.
Yeah.
It has everything. It is my home. I've lived here for most of my life. You know, I did start as a child actor, and I grew up basically here. And there's nothing like New York. It has everything. It is a 24-hour city. It is the best city that I possibly know of. And it's my home.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of feel that way about D.C. because I've lived here for 20 years. So,
which is also a great city.
Yeah. It's like every time I fly back home, fly back into D.C., it's like I feel like I'm home. So,
Exactly.
I'm sure that's how you feel about New York. So
even though people say, how can you take the rat race and all the people and everything? You know what? I think if I was in this little town way in nowhere land, I don't think I could take that.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. The last time we had you on the show, you were talking about, you know, what was going on with your albums, and now you've got this new album out. So what you been doing with yourself since then?
A lot. Well, I'm now on a new label, which is working out beautifully. I am working on my next brand new album. The next single is pretty much all finished. We're just waiting for a couple remixes to come in. And I would say 75% done with the brand new album. The label did not want me to be rushed on the brand new album. They were really strong on that. They were said, we'd rather have you put out an excellent single, which I have just done with Say Adieu, mm-hmm. and put all my attention into that. And then with the album, make sure that every single cut on it, I gave 100% to. And I'm working with, you know, the most brilliant producers and remixers that I could ever be granted and very blessed to be working with. From Steve Skinner to Tom Moulton, the creator of disco, I am got some surprises coming out of people that I can't announce yet because we're going to use them in the press release of it, that people are going to be shocked who I'm actually working with. I can tell you I am reworking with Elliot S., a.k.a. Elliot Silklove, who is a brilliant writer and producer. I'm also working with Lance Horn, who was Broadway's musical director and musical arranger from Little Women. I am working with so many wonderful people. There really isn't anybody who, from the past, who I'm not working with. There are a couple people who we had to drop off the list. But most everybody on my team has stuck together very tight. But we've added some new people in, and then we've added some really big star remixes and some new people. So I think you're going to be really quite surprised on the next album, which is coming out in first quarter of 2009. But we're really so excited about this new album and the new single because we were shocked at the initial response. I mean, I thought it would do good, but not this good. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like walking into a surprise birthday party.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know what I mean? You're like, oh, I think I'm going to dinner with friends. And all of a sudden, you know, you're at a surprise birthday party for you. And you're like, ah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Hey, I did want to ask you, too. Have you done any music videos lately? Or are you planning to do any music videos for the new album or for the single?
Yes. We are definitely in. What is interesting, okay, on the next single, I can tell you this much. There is talks, there's actually been an offer made for the song to be used as the theme for an upcoming feature film.
Oh, really?
The
cool.
The next song. Yes. And we are hoping, or should I say, I'm praying that that does happen because actually two of the songs, one of the songs, the film was to be made a while ago, and for its content, the film was supposed to be made, I guess, in the late 70s, for some reason, whatever, its content was too controversial. It was supposed to star Paul Newman and Tom Cruise, and now it's got a whole new cast. Today, it's not even controversial. I mean, it's definitely an amazing, dramatic story. It's a heart-wrenching story. It's an amazing, powerful, emotional story. But back then, they had written a song, and what's interesting enough is Elliot S. was one of the writers of the song, and he brought the song to me, and the other writers came to me, and they said, we want you to do the song, but we want you to do it in your fashion. And we've already got the tracks laid down. But that's not the next single. Going on to the next single, it was written by Morissette Martin, who has written several of Celine Dion's classic hits. And she wrote it just for me. And we went in about a month and a half ago and laid the vocals. It's been produced by Steve Skinner, and we have many remixes on it. And through the line of people that I'm working with, it got into the hands of these motion picture people, and they said, this is absolutely perfect for this film. And it's gotten all the way right up to the end, and I'm hoping they're going to choose it. So what would happen would be is we would be incorporating pieces of the film and then me singing with that. So that would be a really new type of music video that I've never done before.
That's
cool. I've been in feature films before. I've been in musicals before. But I've never done one where I'm doing the theme song for the film.
That's incredible. That's just great. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. And you mentioned Steve Skinner, and then I think that leads perfectly into playing To Save the Love, the Steve Skinner's Big Family Radio Mix, which was one of your previous big hits.
Steve Skinner, who you obviously know, was the musical director and arranger and won a Pulitzer and Grammy and Tony for the musical Rent.
Yeah. All right. So this is To Save the Love, Steve Skinner's Big Family Radio Mix. And Ernest and I will be back with you right after this. Love Steve Skinner's Big Family Radio Mix, and Ernest is back in the house with us now. And welcome back, Ernest.
Thank you.
Let's talk I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, yes, To Save the Love. I love that song.
Yeah, I do too.
that song won me the Best Male Artist of the Year award with its original version, and that's Steve Skinner's remix. And it's just, it's like kind of one of my favorite songs in my collection. It is featured on the Essential album, the new album, and it's just such a special song to me.
Cool. Now, you did mention your new CD single, Say Adieu, is out now. And,
yes, it is.
Where can people...
And so it's the new album.
Oh, the new album is already out?
Oh, yes, it's already out.
Okay, what was the name of it?
I have it in my hand.
And what was the name of the new album again?
The name of the album is Essential. And
Essential.
What they meant by that was, these are the essential songs you should have if you want to be an Ernest Cole fan.
Ah, cool.
And there's cuts like on there, like All I Know, You Make Me Weak, Don't You Want My Love, To Save the Love, which you just played, Push It in the Groove, Bad to Be Good, Love Changes, The Fugitive of Love, which is a duet with Phoebe Snow, Live It Up. The Happy New Year song is on there, which is my New Year's party anthem, which is perfect for this coming holiday season. Of course, Only You is on there, which was another number one hit for me, Save the Best for Last, Sooner or Later, which you played at the top of the show. An interesting song which is on there is my version of The Rose, which I do as a duet with the amazing Katie Agresta, who is like the dream of my heart. She has been my voice teacher. She has been my personal friend for, I think, over 25 years now. And it's gotten amazing radio play within the last year. Also are two cuts on there called Come Alive at Night and Cut the Game. And also I Think I Love You, which were some of my first earliest records on Unitas music. And Our Love Is Here to Stay, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which was a duet with Linda Imperial. So there's
cool.
Like so many songs.
That's awesome. Well, where can people go to buy it?
It's available everywhere because I'm on a major label. As I said, I'm on Dance Street, CYX, BMG, EMG. But the quickest way, if you wanted to stay in your own little home, just go to Amazon.com.
Well, cool. Well, I will put some links in the show notes for that.
I would think it would be on iTunes. Most of my stuff is on iTunes.
And if you like Ernest's music, you can always get it as a gift for a friend for the holidays. There you go. Whether it's
a perfect stocking stuffer.
That's right. Whether
and again, as I mentioned, it contains the New Year's perennial anthem, party anthem, Happy New Year.
Yeah, we played that. We played that last year, just before on the episode before the New Year. So that was cool. Thank you so much for giving me that. Yeah. So now, are you going to be performing anywhere anytime soon with this new album out, where people can come see you?
We are going to be doing three separate, how do I want to word this, parties. They're going to be record debut parties in Manhattan. And I think one of them is only VIP only for the record company. The other ones, and they are going to be announcing the dates to me. Then after the start of the year, I will be doing a worldwide tour, but I'm going to be doing it in four different legs.
Okay.
And we are redesigning the whole show from the way I used to do my show. We're going to be doing highlights of things because... You know, it's great to look back and do things in a retro aspect, but we're taking Ernest Cole into the next dimension of Ernest Cole. And that's a little bit hard for me because I had to let go. I don't want to let go of this, and I'm going to do this. And now I've tried it, and it's working. And I'm working with some amazing directors and choreographers. I'm working with Matt Karras, who's brilliant. I'm working with Kira Johansson again, who's absolutely brilliant. We are using the choreography of A.C. Seula, who's famous for Footloose. I have the most amazing dancers that are going to be in the show. It's really, really powerful. But there's also going to be moments where I am just on stage alone with the mic and singing as Ernest.
That's
cool.
Which
is going to be probably the first time you'll ever get to see that.
That's awesome.
And really share Ernest with the audience.
Yeah. Well, now,
and then there's some surprises.
Now, when you get the dates, then I'm sure you'll be putting them on your MySpace page, right?
Definitely on my MySpace page. My website will be updated as of the top of the year. It's been confirmed. So, they will be all on my MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/ErnestCohl, ErnestKohl.
Cool. Well, I will link that. Did you have another website you wanted to share?
Well, I do have my current website, but it does need updating. What happened was when my late significant other, Brian Scott Harper, we've discussed this before, which the album is dedicated to, along with Daryl Carpenter, who passed away from AIDS. Brian passed away of a massive heart attack. I know you know that whole story, which broke my heart. all the information was held with this webmaster we could never find. Well, we actually found some technicians that were able to go in and find a way, very costly actually, to keep the initial information, but to be able to go in and update it and actually rebuild a website.
Oh, cool.
So what we're doing is we're going to set it as of January 1st, hit it out with a new website.
Awesome, awesome.
Which is www.ernestcole.com. But you can get a lot of information off there right now. And you can get right to the direct sources of where you can buy me.
Oh, right.
But most any record store, which they're getting fewer and fewer, which makes it sad for me because I do put out physical products. You know, there were a couple releases I did only digital, but I really like physical product. It's mm-hmm. great to have the album in your hand. And in fact, with this album, the label was kind enough to do a 16-page booklet starting from the start of my career to today with pictures that I've never let out. I let them out finally, but you're going to be kind of shocked to see me from a little kid to today. And it's a really very bittersweet and very lovely. It's a gorgeous, elegant booklet, and the whole packaging is very beautiful on this special edition collection. And again, it's called Essential, and it's available now.
Well, cool, cool. Now, are you anticipating traveling at all with the show once you get the CD,
indeed,
the album?
Yes, as I said, it's great. We are going worldwide because my label has offices in every single country and in every single major city. But I've got to do it within legs. So I'll be doing one half of the U.S. at one point and another half at another point. Then I'll be doing other countries in separate legs. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
And in different venues, I'll be doing different lengths of shows. So we're designing the show that it can go down to a shorter version, or it can be made longer to a full length. Almost a two-hour concert, which is going to be really interesting because that's going to be pretty much like doing an opera, not even like a Broadway show where you've got time to do dialogue. You're going to be doing, and these new songs are very hard to sing. It's going to be like doing Les Mis all for 2 hours. So.
Well, I'm sure it'll be
it's
a great
be quite
show.
Something.
So definitely, definitely keep an eye out on ErnestCole.com or on his MySpace page and check out the show and see if it's coming to your city. So yeah.
Right. And I'm doing other things like that I never expected to be doing. I'm working for the Estee Lauder Corporation as a model for their line Prescriptive. And so I'm sure if you've looked at some ads recently, that's me.
Oh, there you go. That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. Wasn't expecting it, and it came up, and I'm doing it, and doing a lot of work for Macy's, which happened, and which was cool, so that, you know, and shot a commercial for them, so doing a lot of that work, too.
Wow, sounds like you've been really busy. You've been really busy.
Really busy.
Well, did you have anyone you wanted to thank, any shout-outs for your new album and single that you wanted to get out there?
I really, really, really want to thank, definitely, I got to thank Brian, because my late husband,
mm-hmm.
because if he had not put that energy into me to keep going, I think I might have just, like, stopped.
Yeah.
And I know that he would kick me from heaven if I had. And there was this voice I kept hearing and hearing, just keep going, just keep going. And there were a lot of people, I mean, not everybody was supportive. And there were some people who tried to put me down and say I couldn't do it. And you know what? I just wish him good luck. But I have to do what I got to do. And I'm in love with the music, and I want to share my music with the people who want to hear it. And if you don't like it, don't listen to it. But I love music, and that's my gift and my craft, and I was born to do it. And I've got to thank, you know, all my producers, Steve Skinner especially, Elliot Sokolov, of course, Katie Agresta, all the remixers, Paul Goodyear, Mike Kopeck, and Tony Spalding. There's just so many people. I just don't want to leave anybody out. Stephen L. Freeman, everybody. The Perry Twins, David Freiberg, Phoebe Snow, of course. Katie Agresta, who's given me my voice. I mean, the list is endless. I mean, I think I listed it pretty well on the album, but, you know, there's always people you forget. And if I forgot anybody, please don't hate me. I love you, and I just want to thank you. I'm so, so honored that you choose to work with me. Actually, I consider myself blessed.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, everyone, definitely check out Ernest Cole's new album. And Ernest, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I really love being on your show because you're such a great interviewer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to have you back. And you are listening to episode 129 of GoRainbowRadio.com. You can always check out the website over at GoRainbowRadio.com. You can always call the listener line at 202-657-4277. Or you can just send me an email at timcorrimal, that's C-O-R-R-I-M-A-L @gmail.com. And I will be putting some links in the show notes to all of Ernest's stuff. So, Ernest, thank you very much again.
Oh, great. Question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still working with Cap Records?
Yes, I am. They are my sponsor for the show.
Well, I do have a surprise for you.
Oh, really?
I just finished a record for Cap.
Awesome.
I don't want to say the title, but I've got to say Dom and Carrie and the team and everybody are just so awesome to work with.
They are incredible. They are awesome.
They are wonderful. I mean, just like Steve and Elliot and everybody, and Mike and Tony, I can just talk to them and write a line, one simple line like, check out that bass line, or check this, or just check my vocal here, and they, boom, got it. And
yeah.
It's like, they are just wonderful. That's all I can say. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience working with them, and we hope to do much more in the future.
Yeah, they're a great team to work with. I certainly enjoy having them as a sponsor. And Ernest, thank you so much for coming again on the show.
Why, thank you.
We're going to close out with your song, Say Adieu, the Steve Skinner's Big Family Radio Mix. And
great. And this is the new hit.
This is the new hit.
And I hope you all love it.
All right.
I want to wish you all happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone. Hope you'll stay with us through the holidays and enjoy the show. We got some great interviews coming up. So again, everyone, have a wonderful holiday season, and we will see you next time.
GoRainbowRadio.com, sponsored by Cap Records, a division of Cap Company.